Well, they are increasing, and that's been not just year on year, but just even since we announced at the beginning of this year the enormous humanitarian needs. They've gone up because of emerging crises, whether it's Fiji or Ecuador. So we're looking at about $21.6 billion of need for about 90 million people whose life-saving needs are real, and they're real tonight.
We often hear how challenges provide opportunities. Do you see any opportunities on the global scale arising from these needs in terms of how the international community can respond?
Anybody who has a humanitarian need in emergency, in crisis, or even in protracted crisis, it's always a very difficult thing to suggest that that might be an opportunity. But at the same time, it does give us all the chance to step up to meet those needs in this globalized world where so many people now have immediate awareness of the needs of others, where we can marshal together our collective abilities, skills, and money to be able to bring these programs of life-saving and protection to bear upon the most vulnerable in our world today. So in many ways, it is a chance for us to step up to our ability to show our humanity. And that is what the World Humanitarian Summit recently in Istanbul was able to really bring together all the stakeholders. That's not just the member states representing the people of the countries of the world, but also the academic side, also the international and national NGOs, as well as all the United Nations and other multilateral agencies who are dedicated to this life-saving.
Thank you for mentioning the World Humanitarian Summit, which was in Istanbul in May. And how will the outcome of that summit influence or have an impact on the work your office is doing?
Well, here we are in ECOSOC week with the various member states, so it does have an effect insofar as the whole world came together, 180 countries, 55 at head of government, head of state level, and then about well over 60 at foreign minister and ministerial level. So between all of them, we have an amazing expression of the determination, along with all those who give humanitarian assistance and relief around the world, through the World Humanitarian Summit, a real sense of will, determination, and motivation, above all to carry the momentum through to deliver on the commitments to action for delivering better our humanitarian relief to the people who need us. And that is something we now need to make sure, going forward, we're able to hold people to account.
Mr. O'Brien, thank you very much. Is there any last message you would like to leave with our audience?
Well, however grave and at huge scale the humanitarian needs of the world are, and yes, many of them do come out of conflict, wholly man-made, and therefore you would have thought if we could only stop or resolve conflict, we could deal with so many, and that is true. But we should never be deterred, even when it seems bleak, because the collective efforts of all of us together are surely more than a match to meet the needs of people who need us.